it's Cheyenne Floyd.
Hey, it's Shannon Gablion.
And it's R. Kyle and Floyd.
Welcome to the Think Loud Crew podcast. We are three moms getting real with parenting, relationships, and the WTF moments of our daily lives. Today, we are going to be talking about what our status is.
Ooh. What's your status?
I hear that and I get scared. I don't know why.
I get really scared when I hear that.
Why does it scare you?
Not like scary, but it's like, what are we talking about when we say, what's your status?
Yeah, it could mean so many things
nowadays. It can mean too many things. Like, did you get an STD check? Like, that's what I think of. Like, what's your sexual status? That's the first thing that comes to my head.
Thanks, Cheyenne.
Wow. That's not what y'all think?
No. Oh. With what's your status?
Yeah, like, are you good or not?
You think of STDs when you think of what your status is?
Wow.
Kind of, yeah, I do.
I wasn't expecting that.
No one thought that at all, really?
No.
I would think, like, relationships or maybe, like, if you're, like, transitioning into becoming, like, a citizen or...
She said a man or woman.
Which is a very prevalent, it's a real conversation now.
I mean, shoot, if someone came to me and was like, hey, what's your status?
I would say I'm clean.
Clean, boy. No.
I would say American.
Okay, we definitely have different answers. But when we're talking about today, what is your status? We are going to focus on our relationship status and our parenting status.
Yes.
With those together, combining those together.
Yes, and like how does one affect the other? Or does one even affect the other? So who wants to jump off into this conversation?
Who's going first?
I was going to approach Cheyenne. What is your status?
Yeah, I was going to say we kind of know what's going on, but...
So my status... Not referring to what I thought it was, but in reference to a relationship and what is the other thing? Oh, parenting. Yeah. Like, what else is it?
What's your status with, I guess, two, meaning what's your status is, what's your status with Ryder's dad and how does that all work out as well?
Ooh, Lord. No, I'm just kidding. So relationship-wise, I am newly engaged. You can't. If you're listening to this in the car, I'm showing the camera my ring. But anyway, I just got engaged to Zach, who is the father of my expecting child, and we have known each other since I was 16, he was 18. We were introduced by my stepdad and his dad, who are really good friends, and the rest is history. And my status with my parenting would be I co-parent with Ryder's dad, Corey, who most of you guys know from the challenge on MTV. We met on the challenge. We had no intention of having a child together, but, you know, sex equals babies, y'all, and... Apparently, we had sex. So, my status with him is we co-parent. I mean, I pat myself on the back. We do a really good job with co-parenting. A lot of people say, like, oh, is it easier for you guys to co-parent because you guys never dated? And I would say there's pros and cons to both sides. Like, whether if you dated someone and have a kid or whether you had a situation like myself where it was a one-night stand and we had a kid. The pros and cons are different for each scenario. With Corey and I genuinely had to get to know this person. So it's like having a baby with a complete stranger. Like, hey, what's your religious background? Or like private or public school? Or like, what's your mom's name? Like, we were starting from the very beginning. Wait, what's your name? No, just kidding.
What's your name?
Like, we had to start from the very beginning of getting to, like, actually know each other because now we're raising this child together. So does that make co-parenting easier? No, not at all. Is it easier that we don't have, like, some big, like, baggage claim behind us? I guess, but at least I would know, like, what his middle name was, you know, and I wouldn't be asking, like, those like basic questions that we would have already went over. So
if you had, yeah,
right. If I had, if
you had that relationship,
gotten to know him before we had done the deed. But that's my status. I got two baby daddies, y'all. But
you have a baby daddy and a fiance.
Who is also a baby daddy?
He's a baby daddy, but he put a ring on it, and yeah, he is solidifying status.
He hates when I call him anything other than my fiance. Mind you, we've been engaged for like 2 days.
Whoa! It's been like five. Oh, now.
Damn! Please, you know better than I do. Please, you said put some respect on this.
Please give my brother some credit, because he is doing the right thing in this situation.
No, Zach's a great guy. He drives me absolutely nuts. He has the worst gas ever, but other than that, he's
put him on
freaking
blast.
Fantastic. I love
put him on blast.
He deals with me, and he loves the shit out of Ryder, which.
That's a plus.
It's like the biggest thing in the world to find a man that like genuinely loves you, but like loves your kid. And it's almost the point where it's like, okay, who do you like more?
Yeah. Zach has been very good with Cheyenne, and he was there while she was pregnant with Ryder, like as her friend. So it's, this isn't just like a
new thing.
This is something that he's been working at for years. And it's, you know, they've had their ups, their downs. There's been times where they did not talk to each other. Like, I've been there through some of these moments. And then it was like, Zach came back strong. Like, he knew exactly what he wanted. His intentions were clear. And now he's like, I'm changing your status. I'm changing your last name. Like,
according to him, I'm already Miss Davis.
You're like, Miss Davis.
I love it.
I said Floyd the other day, and he was looking at me like, that's not your name. I'm like, our wedding isn't for a year, homeboy.
It is still my name.
Right. But that is my status. I'm going to pass it over to Shannon.
Yeah, Shannon.
What's your status?
What's my status? Oh, man. I'm currently single. Me and Parker's dad go way, way back since high school. We dated in high school. I robbed a cradle.
Oh, my gosh.
When I first met, he was a sophomore and I was a senior in high school.
Yeah. So how old was he?
I have no idea.
How old were you? Did you break the law?
No. Did you break the law?
I was going to say, you were 17 when you graduated high school. Yeah.
So, I don't know. He was just a baby. But, you know. Anyways, it goes way back. We've been through a lot of things together. So, we've seen each other due to different relationships and all that stuff. But we ended up having Parker, which is our biggest blessing together. We try to do the whole thing together, living together kind of thing, but it didn't work out. It was really hard for me because I come from a two-parent family, so I really was rooting for us to bring them up together, but, you know, God, it wasn't in God's plan. So, currently, being single and dating, it's really hard. It's really interesting dating. I dated somebody that was amazing and loved Parker so much, which I think it's really rare in LA to find a guy that is ready to meet a mom, basically a single mom and everything that comes with it. But that's my status. I feel like I'm just blooming. So I'd basically just focusing on myself since I'm single and just focusing on Parker and making our journey just as smooth as it can be, especially being a working mom. But I have family. His dad is in his life, and he's a good dad, so it's not like he's not there. So, I mean, we still...
So is that your parenting status also? Did your relationship status, but what's your parenting status?
My parenting status is right now we're co-parenting. Using that term very loosely, co-parenting to us is checking up on each other. He'll check on Parker. He'll check on me, seeing everything is okay, what I need and what he needs. Sometimes it's just us seeing him at work for a couple of minutes, giving him coffee and just saying good morning, and him being able to just be around his dad, him skateboarding with his dad. So I feel like we are just doing the best that we can to juggle for Parker to just be happy. I think that's our ultimate goal, for Parker just to be happy. It's not easy, but and it hasn't always been this way, but you know, you take leap of faith, I don't know, I guess.
You just do the best you can.
You do your best you can. Yeah.
So are you open to dating?
I am open to dating.
Dating with a kid is hard.
It's so hard. I feel like,
do you know what you would want? Like, if the right man came along and was like, hey, Shannon, this is where I am. Like, I know you're a mother. How do I take you out on a date? Like, what is the,
I think it's like, very, what's the protocol? Easy.
First, she gets a babysitter.
Right.
But it's like, does he pay for the babysitter? Like,
what? That's a thing?
Yes. That is a thing.
Oh.
That is a thing.
I just feel like I just have to be like, sir, I have to check up on my mom and my dad to see if they can watch.
Yeah. If someone was like, hey, I'll pay for your babysitter.
Let me call my mom real fast because...
I got to move some things around.
But I feel like I need my man, if the person I'm going to date, to understand that I have more things to think about than let's just go out. Like, mm-hmm. ask me a couple of days before if we can go out so I can figure out where Parker is going to be.
Yes. Yeah.
And then, two, understand that you are not my first priority. Mm-hmm. Like, I am not going to cater to you on 1,000 because I have a young man at home, which is my son, and he gets all of my attention.
Yep.
So you're not going to get my full attention, and I'm sorry.
You have to be okay.
Sorry,
with that.
But not sorry, to be honest. Yeah. So you, I feel like those are things that in the dating life, and what I want in my man is he's going to have to understand that.
Sometimes it's hard for men, I feel like, to understand that because they almost feel like they're in competition with the kid.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
After Zach and I bought our first home and got married, we were super excited to not only decorate it, but to put some of our biggest memories on our walls. So we went with Framebridge, which made it super easy to get our pictures framed from our wedding at an affordable price. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free secure prepaid packaging. Or you can also visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge customs frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships directly to your front door in days for free. Above our stairs, we put pictures of our babies, ourselves, and from our wedding, and we are so happy we went with Framebridge to do it. Anytime anyone comes to our house, it's the first thing that they notice. Not only is it easy, but it's also affordable to custom frame just about anything. They're very fair and transparent and upfront with their pricing based simply on the size of your items. There's a curated selection of frame styles that are all different. They have fast service, free shipping, and this is great for gifts. Your happiness is also guaranteed, so if you're not 100% happy with your pieces, they'll make it right. See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit FrameBridge.com or a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's FrameBridge.com.
But at the same time, there are a lot of men who have had who come from like a single parent household. And some of them have a different appreciation. They're like, oh, I've seen what my mom's going through. And they're like, let me help you just do a little extra. Like, let me take your trash out. Like, let me just.
Some have that approach and some have that.
And then some are like,
where it's like, my mom did it all by herself. Yeah. You can handle this. Yep. Like, I saw it happen and they're just looking at you.
And she's true. And she's still fine. And it's like, no, but that's she's not.
True, though, because I don't think. If you find the right man to understand, like, oh, I appreciate my single mother, but some are still lost.
They're lost and angry and confused.
So it's, I think I'm at a point where I really don't want to date right now and just be with myself until I find that man that's ready to commit fully. Because I think I'm ready to commit fully.
Oh, shit, man.
That's sweet.
But yeah,
are you ready to like
take that step?
Take that step?
I think I am. I think I'm ready to have a second kid, y'all.
Oh my god!
But I want to be. I want to do it the right way.
Yeah, that was my biggest thing. Not with that I didn't. Pregnant. Yeah. I mean, shit. I can say I did not do it the right way the first time. Like, whoa. But not saying that it's like a regretful thing and not saying that I would change anything, but I would do it the exact same way all over again if I got my exact same rider.
Yes.
But
we love her.
I would be lying to say I did it the right way. Like, it was definitely not the right way. And I knew the second time around, I'm like, I have to do better. Like, I have to do better.
Yeah. I think that's exactly where I'm at. I think I am so happy that me and Robert had, are we saying names?
I mean, everybody knows who my baby daddy is.
I was going to say, everybody like, Cheyenne, Corey, Zach.
Wait, like, everybody has my lineup is right there.
No, but yeah, I think me and Robert are so blessed with Parker, and I don't think either of us would change how we had Parker, but I think now of growing up and realizing of what I went through as a, I think we all agree single mom is a weird word. But as a single, growing Parker up as a single mom and having Robert by the side, but I just think I would like a little more like love and support by my significant other raising my second kid.
Yeah. I've been trying to figure out another word for single mother, and I want to almost kind of say primary parent, because it's not like discounting the other parent.
Right.
It's like there is. Like, all of our children, like, their parents
have a dad.
Yeah, their dads are in their lives. But it's, like, that day-to-day is still on us. Like, we're figuring out the doctors, the school, the activities, like.
The clothes.
The
food, the hair.
We're feeding the drama. Kids. It's, you know, we're giving
them just about everything.
We are the primary parents because, that's just. What it is right now. So
what is your status, R?
My status is a complete shit show right now, to be honest. I am currently single. I am expecting another child with Boz's father again, but we are not in a relationship at all. I wish things were different. I can wholeheartedly say I did try and have a different outcome. But like Shannon said before, you know, God sometimes just has different plans for us. In terms of my parenting status, like trying to figure out how to set like a healthy co-parenting relation, trying to set that up. And it's really difficult. It's really, really hard. And I truly have to give it out to Cheyenne and Corey, because I've seen like their ups and downs, but it's like Corey has also been a very open and like willing participant in a lot of areas. And unfortunately, I do not have the same situation with my partner. And it's an uphill battle. Like, I truly, 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 truly give it out to single parents, primary parents, all over the world. Because Cheyenne and I were raised in a two-parent home with lots of love and support. Yes, our parents divorced, but there was never a question of, like, love and support. Like, we've never been hungry. We've never had to go for, you know, want for anything. Like, our parents really worked their heinies off to give us everything that they wanted to give us in life. And do, you know, but my mom always talks about, like, each generation has to do better than the next. Mm-hmm. And they really did it. And I've Shannon, your parents too. Like, we were all raised in Altadena, very close to each other. Like, Cheyenne and Shannon went to the same schools in high school. Mm-hmm. And it's like, just our childhoods and our family lives are.
I was in that sophomore class that she was robbing the cradle in. I was with the little kids. Shannon was peeing in.
Yeah. I used to be like, Shannon, he's so much younger than us. And because Shannon and I are the same age.
And Shannon like, was peeking at my class.
I like him. I really like him. Like, it's crazy, but it's. It's just our family structure, like, personally is so different from everything that the three of us have you know, embarked on so far. So it's I feel like
we are not a reflection of our parents.
Not at all.
But honestly, I think we have been doing such a great job of, like, how we have been handling being a single mom.
Trying. It's a lot of work.
I think it's a lot of work, but I don't think we give ourselves enough credit.
Oh,
I give
myself credit.
Amen.
Go, Shy, go.
Daily affirmation. I am a bomb-ass mom.
Yes. The daily affirmations
really
help.
We really, really do helps. Bang out things. We really just, if we have emotions or anything, like, they know. They know that we're good. They know that they're good. Yeah. They're happy.
And it's one of those things where it's like, I'm starting to learn, like, even though you can give someone what you think they need, or like a partner in a relationship, what you think they need in terms of like love, care, understanding, like patience, it's not always about you.
Yeah.
Like, people have to go through their own journey in life. And that's something that I've had to learn and like really come to terms with and accept, like, you know, my status is not necessarily a reflection of how I am as a parent. It has nothing to do with, like, who I am as a mother, because I'm a great mother. Like, I truly feel that way. And, like, I feel like, you know, because I was trying to make that, or I had this idea of, like, your status and maybe your parent status kind of a reflection of each other, I made certain sacrifices to be this like mother or something for Boz to make this relationship work. And it just
I understand that,
you know.
Yeah. I get that, because even with Corey and I, when everything unfolded and it was like, okay, this is Ryder's dad, that's a whole nother story for a whole nother day. But if you're familiar with the story, then you would know that we didn't find out Ryder's dad was Corey until she was 6 months. And at the time, I was dating Zach. Right? Yeah. Kind of. We were doing us, whatever that is. We've been doing us for a long time. But it was hard because I'm like, okay, crap. Like, what I've been taught is, I have to figure out how to make this work with her dad because of traditions or because of what other people are going to think. And everybody was already judging me because, shit, I didn't say who Ryder's dad was until she was probably 7 or 8 months. And it wasn't that I was hiding who Ryder's dad was. I didn't know. Yeah. I mean, it was an A or B choice, okay? It wasn't like the Murray Show. But
it was like the Murray Show.
Baby, don't look like
it was
you.
Definitely like when people, if you read my comments, it'd be like a gazillion people asking, who's her dad or her dad? And I'm reading them like, shit.
Does Ryder have a dad?
And it was right. Like, of course Ryder has a dad, but it was not my... It was not my number one priority to figure out who her dad was at the time. Her health was, my health was, my mental health was. Yes. So that wasn't my focus. But once I did find out who her dad was, it was hard for me to accept that we weren't going to raise her together. And it had nothing to do with, and this is no offense or shade to Corey, it had nothing to do with him. Like, it could have been Billy Bob the mailman, and I would have tried to make it work with Billy Bob the mailman just because of what I've, like, seen my parents mm-hmm. make work for us. So it was hard for me to really accept the idea that I was going to raise Ryder and co-parent. Yeah. But once we did, like, once the boundaries were set and once we realized, like, us trying to make something work for her is probably going to hurt her more in the long run because we really don't like each other. Like, we like each other as friends. And we didn't have, like, a romantic connection. It was never a, like, what's up, babe type of situation. It was never cute. Like, we never dated. Like, it was never like that. We were, like, homies and who just got shit-faced drunk and ended up having sex. Like, yeah. That is the honesty behind it. It was never anything more than that. So for us to try and create some facade of a relationship, it was forced and it didn't work. And once we figured out the boundaries, then that worked for us. Like, we're probably the best that we've ever been. And we have a million boundaries and a million things set up between us. But it works well. But I get what you're saying by you really tried to.
I tried because
You had to try.
For the sake of my son. And just because, like, to me, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I come from a family full of women. Like, I don't know the first thing about raising a boy. Yeah. Like, I went to an all-girls school for 9 years. Like, I'm not that great with men. You know, it's an area that I'm still really learning and navigating and coming to understand. And it's so to me, it was like, for the sake of my child, you know, he's going to need his father. And I have to take the steps to help this person, you know, be the best parent that they can be. And if that meant me moving across the country to figure things out with this person, like, that's what I had to do. So it was hard, because also it's like, how do you do a healthy co-parenting situation cross country? And it's not like, you know, it was a random one night stand. It was like, we did meet, we did like each other. It happened, but it was, you know, it wasn't an ideal situation. And then I did my pregnancy without a supportive partner in that sense. So it's like, you know, I could have gone into this situation and been like, I did this by myself. Like, I'm going to stay there. You know, mm-hmm. It's the ball's in your court. If you want to figure it out, that's on you. But just being the woman that I am, I'm a nurturer that's just my nature. It was like, okay, let me somehow, like, try and repair the situation or, like,
yeah, but you can't force anybody to be a dad.
Oh, I got
or
that.
To be, gonna say, or to like you, or yeah. to want to be in a relationship with you. Like, you can't force that.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing for me, it took me a long time to understand, I can repair somebody. I think it took me to sit down with a therapist to understand my anxiety towards his dad at a moment. Because I wanted so bad for him to be this different human of a dad.
Yeah.
Until I understood what my personal feelings and wants were, and me understanding and accepting of what it just was, and who and what different male figures were going to be in his life. And then I think that's when I opened my eyes up more to who Robert was as a man. Because I've known him for so long. So I've known him as this young teenager to now he's 29. I don't know how old he is. 29, but
Cheyenne's face.
I guess, is he 29? How old are you, Cheyenne?
I'm 28, and I think he's a year younger than me.
I honestly think he's younger than Cheyenne.
She said, y'all not about to do that to me. Look at her face. Shannon, he's for sure you're younger than
he's
me.
He's younger than Cheyenne.
So you just turned 28?
In October? No, she'll be 29 this year.
He just, might have just turned 27.
So, no, he has a birthday. No. I hate you guys so much.
Y'all, he just turned 21. Shannon's in her 30s. Y'all do the math. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but yeah.
Free range over here. Think, all men can apply for the date.
No. I am so
Shannon
dead.
Accepts all and we're not just- anymore.
No, like,
we're going to actually take a break right now and figure out Robert's age. We'll be back in a minute.
Perfect.
Welcome back.
And we're back. Shannon, how old is Robert? We need the truth.
Robert is 29 years old.
I think they're both lying, but... We it's can okay, totally Cheyenne, move you past can, it. You we're gonna be move young. Past
it's okay.
It.
What I'm having
just
to learn
always
is
thought that I was. I thought I was older than him because he was in class below me. That's all. We are all raised together. Like all of us together.
But you have to understand, Shannon and I, our birthdays are 1 month apart, and we were in two different grades.
I get that, but so I'm just possible. Telling you, for my whole entire life existence, I thought Robert was younger than me.
I did too. Not gonna lie.
Really?
Oh yeah, I was like, "Ooh, Shannon."
How old is Messier?
Messier is 33 years old, so he's older than us.
He's old. He's not like old.
How old but, like, is he's Zach old enough. And Corey?
They both turned 30 this year.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Zach's birthday was in January, and Corey's birthday was in March.
I'm looking at Kyle
like, when was his birthday?
I know
I'm the worst with birthdays and dates. Too. Don't ask me anything. Like,
Messier turned 33 this February.
Cool.
Yeah. Wow. Yep. So now that you guys know all of our statuses when it comes to relationships and parenting, hopefully within like listening to this podcast, you can get a bit of our like situations that happen in our daily lives or like realness that happens, because the three of us have very different
situations.
Relationships and
different partners, and we've taken different approaches to things too. So it's like I come to Cheyenne and Shannon
a lot.
I was just
about to say that,
to ask for advice or like, hey, like, how would you go about this? Because, you know, I would love to talk to my mom about everything, but she's in a very different situation.
Yeah, she didn't have to co-parent.
She didn't have to co-parent. So now it's, you know, I'm trying to figure out the right therapy to go to and, you know, how to set healthy boundaries in a co-parenting relationship where we now will have two children together. Like, how do I do this pregnancy different than I do the last pregnancy?
Well, you're not the first person in the world to get pregnant by the same person and not be in a relationship with them.
No, I know that. So it's like, hey, if y'all are out there, your girl needs help.
Comment below or ask. Comment below or ask more questions, and we'll be happy to share. I think another thing that we all keep talking about, well, me and Kyle, is therapy. But I really highly suggest you moms out there that are struggling with something or don't know who to talk to, or if you're talking to somebody that's not giving you what you need to hear or is just telling you what you need or want to hear, I would highly suggest seeking out therapy options. I know it might be a little expensive, but
you can go to the church and talk to a pastor, and sometimes they have free options.
If you are religious. But I think... that's another thing for yourself, investing in yourself as a mother, as a single mother, as a mother trying to figure out co-parenting, or
even mothers in relationships.
In relationships. I think just seeking out somebody out of your families, out of being a friend, therapy is a good selection, or going to a friend that will keep it 1,000 with you. But Cheyenne will keep it real with me and be honest with me, and I really appreciate the advice she has given me, because it has made me a stronger what word was I trying to say has made me a stronger mom. And to even co-parent with his dad, who has another child with somebody else, which at the time was really hard for me, but Cheyenne kind of walked me through those hardship times, and now I feel like I'm stronger in that situation. It doesn't affect me. I'm actually really happy for him, to be honest, and happy for Parker to have a sibling. So
you have to learn to pick and choose your battles.
Yes.
Y'all were like, girl. Yes.
Snaps to that.
I feel like a lot of people always ask me, like, what is, like, my co-parenting advice? And, of course, we always give the same answer of, like, keeping Ryder first. And with keeping the Ryder first, like, everything else falls in line. But there's so many things, like, that go under that and above that and around that, like, that make everything full circle. And I really, really feel like I truly, truly pick and choose my battles when it comes to Ryder's father, when it comes to my relationship at home, when it comes to y'all, like, when it comes to everybody, like, you have to really pick and choose your battles and where you're going to put your energy. Like, if I sit all day arguing with Corey over something stupid, like, now my energy is depleted and it's not to Ryder. So I pick and choose my battles with him. And some things are worth the fight. And I totally.
I piggyback on that.
Am ready to go blow to blow. But some things are genuinely not worth the fight. And it's just that quick, like, okay.
Okay, yeah.
Me learning how to say okay was probably one of the best things that I could have ever done. Like, learning how to say okay and learning how to say no. Because I don't know why, but sometimes I could be such a people pleaser. And it's like, I just want to, like, oh, let me just do this and hopefully it'll make it better. Or let me just do this. And it's like, you know, that's not always good. And it's not always healthy. And it could be very draining, especially if it's not reciprocated. And it's like, at this point, like, I'm drained. And it's now I'm like, okay, I can't let this stuff affect me in this way. Because one, I have to be a present mother to my son. And not only that, I am now carrying another child within me. So it's like, to my unborn son, like, I have to be a very sound mother right now. And it's like, I have no time to tolerate nonsense. Like, unless you want to contribute or add to the situation in a positive way, it's like, I'll talk to you when I talk to you. Like, I will see you later. But until then, it's like, let's figure out these therapy sessions so that we can set some healthy boundaries. And, like, here's a roadmap to a healthy co-parenting relationship. Because right now it's a rocky boat. It's a rocky, rocky, rocky boat. And the ocean is really big.
Well, it's never going to be perfect.
And I know that, but it's just
Corey,
like,
and I are...
It takes work.
Not perfect.
Yeah, it definitely takes work. But it's one of those things where it's like, I knew what I was signing up for. Like, I've had time to, like, mentally prepare myself for this journey. And it's like, I feel like I'm, with time, I am definitely getting better. So it's like, for other mothers who may be in this situation, like, it does get better. Want you to know, like, you will have hard days, you will have great days, and then there's going to be days where you just, like, what in the holy hell is going on? But it's
how,
like,
did we get here?
Literally, how did we get here? Like,
but you know how your ass got there.
I know how I got here. And as Cheyenne said before, you know, sex equals babies. And, you know.
Yeah, it for sure gets better.
I had sex. And it just, it happened. And here I am. But, you know.
Round two, motherfucker.
Round two. Like. But guess what? Like, I got through it
before. We need a bell.
Ding, 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 ding.
You know, I got through it before, and I will get through it again. Y'all there are hilarious right
Battle
now.
Battle Royale.
We could put sound effects on this
but
board,
for
y'all.
Sure, it for sure does get better. Sometimes I feel like me and Robert for sure went through a rocky spout, but I think that you always come back stronger. I feel like once you have those conversations that you need to have and cry them out, I think then now you guys have a better understanding of what you were battling for. I feel like we were butting heads for a long time because we were not communicating with each other, and I wanted so much from him, but he didn't understand what I wanted.
Okay, y'all, we are at the end of our segment today, and we're going to end it off by either sharing advice pertaining to what your status is or what your WTF moment was for the day.
What is yours?
Yeah, what's yours, Shy? I think Shy and Mr. Calling, she could have really been like a therapist or like a counselor of some kind, because she's very level-headed with these things.
I totally could not. But so, wow, you just put pressure on me to have to give advice and not my WTF moment of the day.
Oh, you could totally give a WTF moment.
No, I'll stick to my advice. I really didn't have a WTF moment today. I feel like the whole day has been a WTF. But my advice pertaining to what your status is, I would say do not put pressure on yourselves to have the perfect answer for that question. Like, you don't need to put pressure on yourself to have the perfect relationship, whether it's co-parenting, whether it's dating, whether it's being a single mom, whatever it is. When I kind of took some of the pressure off of myself, I feel like things started to fall in place. And, of course, for co-parenting, like I said, keeping the kid first, it sounds so cliche, but I swear, if you live by it, it will happen. Yeah. And pick and choose your battles, y'all.
Shannon, what you got for us?
Are
you going to give us some advice or a WTF moment?
I would go to, let's do advice. I'm going to give you guys some advice. I think what I kept preaching on was investing in yourself and seeking out another outlet of therapy. Just doing therapy, finding someone that you can talk to that's not within your circle. Mm-hmm. I think that really helped me and brought down my anxiety, and just letting go of what you want. Not letting go of what you want, but letting go of what you expect from somebody else. And just maybe accepting if that's the person that they are, then, you know, that the things that you want are going to come from another source for your child, for yourself.
Makes sense. Kylan?
Well, I feel like y'all were so great in your advice columns. If I gave a WTF moment, I just might bring it all down.
Come on, let's hear your WTF.
Let's do a WTF.
My WTF moment of the day. I'm going to keep it honest and real right here, because I've learned from Cheyenne, like, sometimes sharing your story and, you know, being open with things. Sometimes that's where your community comes from, because if you don't talk about it, like if you don't share your testimony, then it's like, how will anyone ever know? So my WTF moment of the day is last week I thought I was moving to DC to, you know, build my family. And today I am looking for apartments in Los Angeles for myself and my son. And from that WTF moment, I would like to give a little bit of advice of it's okay to talk about what's going on in your life without feeling like embarrassed or ashamed or like it's the end of the world, because it isn't. And like, don't let those feelings overshadow your happiness and your blessings. And so in terms of my advice for relationships, like, just solidify your relationship with yourself before you put yourself in a position to be in a relationship with someone else. So it's like, for myself, I feel like if my self-confidence or my self-esteem was like more solid, I wouldn't be in the position that I am now. And it's, so I'm solidifying my relationship like super hardcore with myself and literally like God right now. And just staying there, and I'm going to embrace my blessing and just be happy, because I'm having another little boy, y'all. Yay. Boz is going to be a big brother, so just going to keep my focus there and work on this therapy.
You got it, girl.
Woo! WTF! No. All right, guys, thanks for listening to the Think Loud Crew podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on all platforms and to follow us at Think Loud Crew on Instagram. Also, follow me at Shy Not Shy.
And follow me at Hair by Shannon C.
And you can follow me at R. Kyle Lynn. Peace out, y'all.
Thank you, you guys.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.